local.
Live and local.
This is Sacktown Sports.
The Raptors have lost 7 straight games, which is not good. And this is their injury report. Scotty Barnes, left hand fracture. RJ Barrett, his brother died, and prayers go out to RJ Barrett. Chris Boucher, MCL. DJ Carton, ankle. Jakob Poeltl, hand. Emmanuel Quickley, personal reasons. And I don't know. I mean, I know Gary. I know we're running out. Gary Trent, I would have known anyway. And now it is time to play a game. Nate, let us know when you're ready for the game to play NCAA or NCAA player or Raptor. But as Nate is getting that game set up for us, Chris, we're not having the conversation of the Kings tricking off. We're just not doing it.
No, I mean, there's no way. There's no way. I mean, 1-9 in their last 10. They've lost 7 in a row. They have, I think Frankie said, 4 of their 5 starters are out tonight. No. There's no excuses. You cannot lose to this Raptors team.
4 of their 5 starters.
4 of their 5 starters. And then tomorrow.
I guess I just read them.
Tomorrow, you play the certified worst team in the NBA, a team that has less wins than the Detroit Pistons and the Washington Wizards. No excuses. There's no looking ahead to maybe the second game. Oh, I would maybe give them the benefit of the doubt if it's Raptors today and Pelicans tomorrow, because maybe you could say, oh, you're overlooking this easy opponent, just trying to focus on that third. You better not be thinking about the Wizards right now. I don't want you thinking about the Wizards until tip-off tomorrow, honestly. Take care of business tonight. That's the important thing. Make it as easy as you can on yourself so that you can then make it easy on yourself tomorrow, too. There's no excuses. No.
There
no
you
tricking
go.
Off.
None. Not at all. All right. Let's do it, Nate.
All right. Raptor or NCAA tournament player.
Okay.
And we made specific rules this morning that it's players from the games from yesterday.
Yes.
Correct?
Yes. Yep. Any NCAA player that played in the tournament in the first 4.
Yes.
Last Colorado night. State and Virginia, and then 2-16.
They're essentially play-in games, correct?
Yes. Yeah, that's exactly.
Okay. So Jamias Ramsey off the board.
Yep.
Off the board.
A Raptor. Alan, would you have gotten that? I forget what you're...
No.
No, you wouldn't.
Are we going specific? You're going to ask Alan, or are we just...
No. That was the only one. I was just going to start with that one in my made-up plan. So, here we go. Julian Brown.
Oh, my gosh. That sounds like an NBA name.
I tried.
It's a good name. Like, that's a...
I tried to pick.
That's a professional athlete name. Julian Brown.
That's a college player.
I'm going to go Raptor. I actually don't know. I'm going to go Raptor.
It is a college player, Allen, one on the board.
I'm glad I'm wrong, so that's proof that I did know. Julian Brown's making the league. He's making, I'm convinced he's making the league. I've seen enough.
Okay.
Two-way guy.
Well, because, correct me if I'm wrong, but Bruce Brown is on the Raptors.
Absolutely.
Yes.
Yes, he got traded to the...
He never got moved. He was supposed to get moved.
He was supposed to get moved, never got moved.
Okay. There you go.
Again, yeah.
Next name. Melvin Council Jr., not senior. Melvin Council.
How do we go from Julian Brown, obvious NBA name, to Melvin? Sorry, Melvin's... That's just not... I'm not feeling it.
There are a lot of juniors in the NBA right now. That's a Raptor.
What was the last name?
Council.
Whoa.
Like Senator.
Like Ricky Council. We know that there's 8 different Ricky Councils in 2 generations.
It's the NBA.
Could this
player
be another council?
Chris, are you making a call?
I'm going college. I'm going college, kid.
And Alan, you're a Raptor.
Yes.
We are split down the middle. Chris Watkins is correct.
Oh.
Huh.
We're going to keep rolling a few more here.
Wow.
Okay. Deion Stroud.
CJ's cousin.
Yep. CJ's.
He wouldn't go three college players in
there's,
a row.
I've never heard this name before, so I'm going college. I've never heard.
Raptor! Someone has to play tonight.
I went three in a row.
He's not going to go four in a row.
I wouldn't do that. I didn't pick any non-Raptors, did I? All right, here we go. Jordan Nwara.
Oh, that's a Raptor.
Wara, I think.
That's a Raptor.
Yes. Yeah, it's Nwara. Yes,
he's a Raptor.
Okay.
Former Buck.
Well, it sounds like you guys.
He would normally fit the billing.
Yes, and you weren't going to go four in a row.
And you weren't going to go
four. No, I wouldn't do that. Javon Freeman Liberty. Freeman Liberty.
That's a college player.
Probably played in college at least some point.
I've seen him before.
In college or in the NBA?
That sounds like a college name for sure. You know, I'll just go college. I feel like it's NBA, but I'm going to go college.
Both of you picking college?
I'm going to go college.
You're both wrong. This guy plays for the Raptors.
Wow.
Okay. Coming to a starting five near you?
We'll see him tonight.
Yeah, right. Like, what?
Now you're at the point where it's up in the air. It could be either one. My mind games. We're going to do a couple more here.
Okay.
Jalen McDaniels.
I believe that's Jaden McDaniels' brother.
Yeah.
I'm going to go Raptor.
And I'm just copying Chris. Raptor.
Well, you're right. You did a good job copying.
Wow.
You're correct.
Okay. That's an ambiguous enough name to where it could have been wrong.
This is for all the marbles then, right? We're tied up.
Feels like it.
Yeah. Last one. Is this a Toronto Raptor? Reptar. Is this Reptar? Or is this someone who played in the NCAA tournament yesterday? Kenny Hunter. That's a good name, too.
Oh, my gosh.
No, he made a three last night. My guy, Kenny. That's a college player.
You know that? You know he made a three last night?
What was his name? Kenny what?
Hunter.
Kenny Hunter.
Is he hunting to get into the NBA?
That's another good name. That's another pro name right there. I'm going to go Raptor.
Okay.
So.
And Allen, you think he played in the NCAA tournament?
He balled last night.
Allen?
He went crazy last night.
You're correct.
Oh,
I don't
know
if he balled last night, but he played.
Wow.
Well.
So Jordan Nwara, and it was a guy, he had two last names, and then the junior. So a couple guys.
Council.
What about one more, just for fun? Jontay Porter.
Oh, funny enough, that's Michael Porter Jr.'s brother.
Oh, I saw they did a jersey swap.
Yes.
Well, so there's two brothers?
Actually, yeah. Yeah, there is. Jalen McDaniels and Jontay Porter.
Yeah. So
that's very crazy.
So Bruce Brown, yeah, he's obviously playing. I mean, honestly, looking at this lineup, I got to be honest with you, Chris, and I think this is good for the Kings because they like to trick off games when it is truly bad. Looking at this lineup, it is not as bad as I thought. You got Agbaji. You got Grady Dick.
Okay.
You have Kelly Olynyk. You have Gary Trent Jr.
Yep.
Okay.
Former King, kind of.
Jordan Nwara. Bruce Brown Jr. And Jontay Porter.
Okay.
That's not that bad.
It's not that good. It's definitely not that good.
I'm just saying, don't mess around, Sacramento Kings. Don't play any games.
These guys have lost 9 straight. I mean, it's tough to, it's tough to not just go in today with full confidence. Because
7 straight.
This is 7 straight. It's one of those where it's like, you know, I know we've gone through this before this season, but if you're not winning on a night like tonight, like what are we doing as a team? Like it should. I know the league is more competitive than it's ever been, but. There's like if you're on playoff ramp up and you're playing a team that has 4 or 5 starters out and already is bad and has lost 7 in a row and has lost 9 of their last 10, there should be no way.
Are we on Willody watch?
I think so. I think we can officially be on well, you know, and I think I did hear the morning guys talking about like is this worse than than Detroit at home? Probably not.
It's the road for me, yeah. If I had to chime in on the definitely the road thing. And they got all the brothers on the team, so that, you know, brothers of good players.
That's right.
So.
Yeah. It's good adjacent.
Yeah, you still got to get this done. Yeah. And honestly,
tomorrow would be a Wolodie candidate for sure.
We talked earlier in the show about the fact that the Kings and Mike Brown has been open and told us that they have a board up that breaks down the standings and everything like that. A loss like this, honestly, to either team, a loss to either team, could really hurt the Kings in the long run as far as the standings and just mentally.
I hope they have the Western and Eastern Conference standings up so that they can say, look, this is us, and then bring out your glasses, ladies and gentlemen, all the way down here are our next two opponents. Not that the Raptors are really that far off in the East, but you get the point. These two teams that we're about to play here are two of the worst opponents in the NBA. Here is where our next 10 other teams are. We've got the Celtics all the way up here. We've got OKC all the way up here. Let's take care of the easy stuff while it's in front of us, and let's just try. Nothing, literally nothing about this season has been easy for the Kings, or they have not made it easy on themselves. Maybe just in this last stretch here, just one.
Just try it out.
One incident in which you make things easy for yourself. I don't think that's too much to ask of a fan base, and also just of your team. Just do yourselves. Not even doing it for us. Do it for yourself. Give yourself a little bit of a breather, and just take care of business early so that you can go to bed early. You know, it's really that simple.
There you go. When we get back, we will discuss what a former King had to say about the prop betting that is happening sports and how it makes him feel. Also, a San Francisco 49er wide receiver is giving hints about leaving. I feel like we've done this story before. Styles and Watkins, Sacktown Sports.
Ace on the track.
Sacktown Sports. Check us out on YouTube. Search Sacktown Sports and subscribe.
There's something else that annoys Chris, and he's just rocking and rolling today. Chris is not excited about March Madness, really? I love March Madness.
It's not that I'm not excited for March Madness. I love the day. I love, I love the 8 games in a day. And, you know, you've got something on True TV and TBS and TNT and all the channels, and you're just constantly switching back and forth. Honestly, my bigger issue or just gripe came from, and it's been something you've literally asked me every day, is, hey, did you get that bracket invite? Did you get that bracket? And it's the, man, like, and maybe it's because, you know, when I was younger, I used to care more about college basketball because those guys were more in my age range. So, you know, when Andrew Wiggins went to Kansas, I was like, you know, this is somebody in my class that's, you know, going to college, doing big things, all this stuff. It just felt like I was more into it. So maybe that plays a factor into it, but it just feels like the craziest thing that we all do is that we all go into this tournament, we all fill out these brackets, and none of us have any idea what any of us are doing.
That's the fun of it.
I get it, but I'm just surprised that it's taken off to the level that it has, because it's like 60. Like, it's one thing if it's
general?
Like, if it's smaller, if it's more condensed, that would make sense. I'm just, honestly, this is more just about, how did this get so big? Because, again, nobody has any idea. It would make sense to me if someone felt like, hey, I've watched a ton of college basketball this year. I think I actually feel like I can get a lot of these right. It doesn't matter if you watch every game, if you've watched 0 games. It feels like you have just as equal of an opportunity to win a bracket, which I guess is what's fun about it. But at the same time, as someone who you know, we obviously work here in sports. We feel like we watch maybe more sports than just the everyday casual viewer. I don't feel like there's any edge that anybody has on this.
That's
and yet every year, everyone feels confident about their bracket. But there's no rhyme or reason or logic behind any of it. Any of it. And I don't think any of us have gotten better. And I feel like we've only, even as a nation, it feels like we've just gotten less and less information about, or at least less and less knowledge of what we know of college basketball. And yet every year, we're so excited to fill out these brackets and just... It's honestly the, well, I don't know if we're allowed to, how much we're allowed to say of this, but it's the fact that, you know, people turn these things into pools and people are willing to put their money where their mouth is. That's honestly the craziest thing is that you'll join five brackets, have five different champions, and then say one of them's going to hit.
Yeah,
and
that's
just,
right.
It's just insane. I don't, like, I was just filling mine out the other day and I was like, this is crazy. Like, why am I looking, why am I cramming so much information and making decisions based off of five tidbits that CBS Sports is letting me know.
I love it.
It's just crazy. It's the craziest thing that we do as a society.
That's not where I thought you were going to go with this. I thought you were just going to go as far as the aesthetics. I think it's interesting that people fill out these brackets and the games are played when most people are at work. Yeah. You can't even watch the games.
Oh, they
do. Let's be honest. It's not great basketball.
No, it's terrible.
It's not great.
It's incredibly frustrating.
It's not great basketball at all.
And no one watches the games even still. Yeah, like they just follow their bracket. They don't watch the games.
Yeah.
It's just, oh, no. And now you got me going. The number one thing I hate most about these next 2 weeks, everybody telling me how they're doing in their bracket. It's just like your fantasy football team.
Yeah.
I don't care. I do not care.
Now I'm going to have to tell you.
Oh, I'm in fifth place. All I need is Syracuse to win tonight, and I'm in the... I could care
it's
less
fun,
because
man.
All of my brackets are in the garbage.
Yeah, no, I hear you.
It's the flexing... Because that's the thing, is it all ties into none of us knew,
right.
So you don't get to flex like you were some Nostradamus... I merged words there.
Nate almost spit out his drink, by the way.
I just don't like the hindsight being 2020. Haha, I knew, I'm so much smarter. I know college basketball when we're all going into it with the knowledge that none of us have it.
Right. If somebody just said, hey, I got lucky, I don't watch anything, but it's the idea of I know.
Saw this coming. This was my champion.
But that's what everybody does with
everything.
I saw
something in Gonzaga this year. And it's like, no, you didn't.
That's
you
what every...
Picked
never
Gonzaga
picked,
12
never,
years.
Yeah, never picked Gonzaga, by the way.
Exactly.
Until they win it. I hope
exactly.
They do. I hope they do win it one day. But
And then that's the thing. Is someone will say, I knew this was going to be the year. I just felt it.
Yeah.
I can't stand it.
Yeah, it's I was right. Incredible. I was right. Kemba Walker's year.
And that's great. And that's awesome to have, like...
And I wanted to tell
you underneath
that.
Your belt.
I
That's
wanted
great.
To tell you that.
You can tell me that 10 years later.
Is it because
later,
you don't have a champ? Do you not have a champion bracket?
I don't know if I have. I guess I'm not. I guess if you don't know, you probably never have. But yeah I mean, again. Like,
no, I didn't win any money. I was in college, right. So I had nothing to. I couldn't put anything
in on
it. Which
almost makes it worse, right?
Right.
Because it's
but
like the one time I win.
I did fill it out.
It's just all for bragging rights.
It is for bragging rights. And everybody wants to believe that they know sports, right? And they can explain that the sports. Explain people about their sports takes. And Tyrese Haliburton.
It's fun, and I'm not trying to say it's not fun. It's a blast. I love how it brings everyone together, and you can talk about it within families, within coworkers, all of it. It's all great. The culture around it is great, but it's also the winning culture is very toxic in March Madness. That's my real issue.
Let's hear from Tyrese Haliburton, who had some things to say. This is a little bit different. But this is about kind of the prop nature about athletes right now.
Yeah.
And honestly, I have a lot of thoughts, right? And we got prop talk coming up, no pun intended, here at 1:30 in dog segment. But this is what Tyrese had to say about, I guess, the nature of social media and sports betting these days.
I've done that for kind of the last couple of years. It's been good for me. Even when I'm not, I don't want to just talk to them when I'm struggling. Like I think there has to be a conversation at other times too. Because I think obviously what happens on the court is what happens on the court, but like, just life in general, it's important. I think for us as basketball players, as men, to get those things out. Because not everybody cares to hear how we feel or. Yeah, I mean, that's just the point blank period. I mean, to half the world, I'm just helping them make money on DraftKings or whatever. You know what I mean? Like I'm a prop. You know what I mean? Like,
he's not wrong. I guess my question back to him is, how are fans? So first of all, we didn't create this, right? And how are fans, I guess, supposed to act towards players? You love them, that you appreciate what they do. You're in your home arena, they give you love.
Right.
You get paid a lot of money. I don't really know what the problem is.
Yeah, I mean, I don't either. I mean, to me, yeah, this is just the fantasy football talk that everybody always, brings up in it's the, hey, I'm hurt. I'm a person who actually has a busted ankle, but all you care about is that I'm not starting for you in fantasy. Or all you care about is,
but I'm not,
I didn't hit your prop.
But I guess, what do they want as far as caring? You're not my family member.
Yeah.
I don't know you.
I think it's more just like the...
I feel bad for you.
Yeah, it's the anger. It's the anger that goes towards... Because I don't think he's talking about us. I think he's talking about the troll on Twitter who will say, I had a four-leg parlay today and Tyrese broke his ankle and so now I lose $50. And meanwhile, Tyrese is like, I broke my ankle. Like, I have a lot, how about some hope you're okay? Hope, is that?
It's just
that's just not what you want to see when you're thinking
you
about
see.
Personally, my season's over. How is this going to affect my career? How is this going to affect my money? And then you look on Twitter and some dude's like, I also don't care about your injury. I actually am mad at you for being injured. Like I'm A, like I'm not injured, and B, like this is at all my fault.
Yeah, maybe I sound a little callous here, but I just think it comes with the territory.
No, it does. It definitely comes with the territory, absolutely.
I'm not saying it's right.
These guys are always going to complain about it.
Yeah, I'm not on. Yes, yeah. Yes. I think that's spot on.
I think both
I'm
are also, true.
I'm not condoning what that person does on social media. It's just also.
You shouldn't be surprised by it.
You shouldn't be surprised by it.
You should be prepared for it, honestly, at this point.
Let's not, we do the same thing on this show when somebody says, and we got some texts about the beer takes that we had. When people say negative stuff, it is easier to focus on that in life, really,
always.
No matter what you do, than the positive. When I'm sure there are thousands of Tyrese Halliburton
get better soon, yeah,
right. But it's the
kid,
negative.
People wearing his jersey, all that stuff.
Exactly. So honestly, I think it comes with it. But
it definitely does.
This is kind of that empowered athlete. They can talk about whatever they want, and
we
can talk about what they talk about when we return. Like I said, no pun intended, we got prop talk.
Yep.
And also dog segment.
Prop. Yeah.
And also dog segment. And I will read off. We are getting destroyed here on the text
Good.
Line for what
Good.
We talked about
Good.
Earlier. Styles and Watkins, Sacktown Sports.
Sacktown Sports. Call or text at 916-339-1140.
It is time for some prop talk in just a second, but we do want to read these because we love y'all. And look, man, we keep on talking about this show, and it doesn't feel like it just started in October or November, whenever it was. It feels like we've been doing this for a very long time. And if you still want to get in before crosstalk with our guy, Whitey Gleason, you can get in now, 916-339-1140. All guests and callers join us from the Folsom Lake Honda hotline. Folsom Lake Honda, your one-stop Honda shop. But we do love to also read when y'all got to roast us a little bit. So here is the 916. This is from when Chris was just open about his IPA opinions. And by the way, that was Chris. I can drink a couple. I don't. I'm.
You're backtracking.
I'm capped at
Big
two.
Time backtracking.
No. I capped at two.
No, dude. No.
I said.
You said that.
No. I said, if the ABV was that of a Coors, I don't know if anybody's drinking. That's what.
Oh, you did say that. Yes, you
did. That's what I did say.
Yeah.
Read the text. Read the text.
Love y'all. But please don't try to talk beer anymore. No. Hold on. Your guys' beer takes are equivalent to a bandwagon Warriors or Lakers fans' knowledge and attitude towards the game. No taste.
Piece that together.
No taste or depth, respectfully.
Wow.
At least they said respectfully.
Yeah, no, I mean, I did not consider myself a beer connoisseur, which is kind of the point of the thing, is I don't think that there's, I mean, I guess I could be wrong, but I just think that there's more people like me mm-hmm. who don't enjoy the all the delicacies that come with the craft brews, and I think that there's more people who are just looking to, you know, drink light pilsners or, you know, obviously seltzers have taken a huge bump here recently. Like, I definitely think it's more so just I'm saying there's half IPAs and then half everything else. Feels to me like if you were to gauge the general public and have the selection represent that, I would feel like it would make more sense to have a lot more of the lighter stuff. I think that the craft should be like the high end, like, hey, if you really like beer, here's like beer purists will like, it's like wine almost.
Is
it's
this
like,
a Sacramento?
I like Two Buck Chuck, yeah. And y'all are out here talking about Napa wines. And yes. I'm like, okay, but I'm just here to have some Two Buck Chuck.
209, come on now. Why is everyone lying? IPAs are terrible. I don't want to drink motor oil. Yeah. You got 5 minutes. We will fit you in during Prop Talk and Dog segment. 916-339-1140. If you are an IPA man or woman, call in and state your case and convince us that you are not just drinking
without
them because they're stronger.
Down. Without putting us down.
Without
because it's always
down.
The, oh, you got just like that. You don't understand
no taste
real
or depth.
Beer.
Yeah.
Call respectfully.
Just say what you enjoy about the drink itself.
I feel like this might be a Sacramento thing.
IPAs. No, they're everywhere.
Okay. But like what Chris is saying, the 50-50 split, you go to Rayleigh's, like a chain, and it's like, what is going on?
It's everywhere. I mean, and they're confusing, and look at this can. Look at the cover of my can.
Yeah, Rick and Morty's on it or something. Like, and you're like,
I'm just trying to enjoy
breaking
my. I'm just trying to enjoy my. Okay. And then sometimes you're like, all right, that was a good name.
I actually do really like that.
Oh, that art's actually pretty cool.
I get caught on that all the time. That's honestly what I'm.
And like
really
I said,
you
can call in IPA ABV person and state your case. But until then, Prop Talk, let's get it.
Mm-hmm. Prop Talk.
I am not a prop.
Yes, I am not a prop. I love that's.
I am not a role model.
I would love to be a prop.
Yes, you
would. I
would
love to be a prop for
that
amount
of
money. We should
do props. Nate, you should write down props at the beginning of the show for like Alan and I and just say like, how many times is Alan going to
Oh, no, that's an after the show. So I write down before so you guys don't know.
Yes,
whatever.
Exactly.
And then after the show I go, do you think Alan did two
did
or more
over? Yeah.
Yeah, bathroom breaks or something like that.
Exactly.
Yeah. Okay, times asked about how long the clock is and then getting mad at me. Even though I don't control the commercials.
916 IPA bad grapefruit. Bad grapefruit juice kombucha tastes better. I'm into the kombucha.
It does taste better.
I'm definitely into the kombuchas. All right. By the way, I don't know about y'all, but I hit my what was it? The Keegan that hit.
We all hit, I think.
Okay, did we all? So we're 9-0.
Dude, it's been a
There's
dominant
no way we're
run.
9-0. There is no
pulling
way we're
it up
9-0.
Now. Getting it up right now.
Well, Sabonis pushed. Sabonis and
oh yeah,
okay. And Jaren Jackson pushed. So yeah.
Oh, So you didn't lose.
8-0-1.
Yes.
We are undefeated.
We are 7-0.
Yes.
We're 7-0. So we got one and we didn't lose. All right. What are you guys feeling tonight?
It's
a great question.
It's tough in a game like this,
right? That's
exactly
what I was going to say.
The answer is don't do anything.
Yes.
But that's not what we do. We're going to do something. Yeah.
There's not a listing for Keon's blocks tonight.
Ooh.
But Keon is getting two listings.
I'll read them to you.
I'll read them to you. They're not devil. They're not easy goblin. Keon, 6.5 points.
Oh, that's low.
And then 11.5 points rebounds for Keon Ellis.
I would not
take Kevin
the
points out,
rebounds. Yeah.
Huh. With Kevin Herter out.
I don't like any of these.
I got one I like. And I'll oh, man. There's a couple, actually, and they're Keegan Murray. All right, Keegan Murray, 1.5 free throws made.
Oh, that's a great
one. I'm taking
one.
The over.
That's a great one.
And if I didn't take that one, hopefully neither of you guys have this one, half a block, so all or nothing, my classic, my signature move, I would take the one block. But I'm going to lock in on the two free throws made or more.
Okay, I like that. They have given up. I'm actually a little upset. They have given up on the Harrison Barnes 1.5. So this is interesting. They have Harrison Barnes discounted at 1.5 three-pointers made, and then Demon at 2.5 three-pointers made. So I essentially need to stay away from that. I want to stay away from all of this, to be completely honest with you. But that's not the type of guy I am. I'm going to... I'm going to go... This is dicey, but I think I'm going to go Malik Monk, because if it is a blowout, a lot of times Malik will still play a little bit to be that point guard. So I'm
going
to go.
He comes off the bench.
No, I know, but I'm saying blowout. Yes, we did 2 hours on that. Thank you, Nate. 5.5 assists. I'm saying over for Malik Monk.
Okay, 5.5 assists over. All right. I was looking, as I always like to do, at Domantas Sabonis rebounds. These things are getting insane. Yeah. I don't know if you guys have looked at the number today. Sabonis had 18 rebounds the other day against Memphis. Sabonis' rebound number today, 15.5.
No Dude. Way. There's no way.
They are projecting Domantas Sabonis rebounds the same way they are Keegan Murray points.
What More do you mean so there's insane. No way? No. How is there no way?
The only way he gets that is if the Kings are messing around.
That's very likely.
I understand that, but I want to believe that he won't get that because he's not going to play the fourth quarter.
You know what I'm going to look at here? Domantas Sabonis, 11.5 defensive rebounds. Yeah. Maybe I'll go specific and do defensive because
I like that.
I feel like he can get 14, 15. If you're betting, I'm not betting. If you're thinking about taking, I don't know.
Should we call it propping?
Sure, propping. Thank you, Nate. 15.5 rebounds. That's just so you're banking on the best possible outcome almost. Mm-hmm. I'll dwindle it down a little bit and I'll just take the 11.5 defensive rebounds over.
I'm not comfortable taking the over or under on either one of those because I know. I
mean, like we said, you should stay away from this game.
Yeah,
but if you are so inclined
tonight, they're trying to throw us off our streak.
Oh, absolutely.
They're throwing wrenches at us. It's really hard, especially
if we go 3-0 today.
Long flight.
I don't know about the streak. We just need to leave on the good side of things. So our record now, since we've been keeping track, is 7-0.
8-0-1.
Yeah. Okay. All right. We are set. Let's get to dog
welcome.
Segment quickly.
All right,
quickly.
Dog time.
Emmanuel, quickly.
I sound time. Like CRISPR Lab. Quickly.
All right.
This is an interesting night. Yeah. I'm going to go random here because, again, I am banking on the Kings taking care of business. Davion Mitchell.
That's a good one. I'll go, you know what? I'm sticking with the theme, and I'm going to more prove a point or send a message with mine. I'm going to go Chris Duarte.
Because
Chris Duarte is going to play a lot of that late third, all fourth, you know? Yeah.
Dang, Chris, I thought you were going to say Keon and take mine. Keon Ellis, plain and simple.
There you go. Easy.
All right, when we return, we are joined by the Drive guys, Whitey Gleason, Styles and Watkins, Sacktown Sports.
Sacktown Sports.
Joined by the one, the only, Whitey Gleason. And as we always do, as we get you ready for the Drive, guys, as we always like to do on this show when Whitey joins us, is talk a little bit of baseball. We're gonna end the show the same way we started it, Whitey. We're going to get into the Kings and Raptors, of course, as well. But just wanted to get your initial thoughts on Major League Baseball and the decision to do that Seoul series that happened this morning and is going to happen tomorrow morning. A lot of people are calling it a miss, myself included, to have Shohei out there, and it's not opening day, but technically it is, and then they're going to go back and play more spring training games. Have you heard about logistically why they decided to do this? It just doesn't make any sense to me.
It's already the worst baseball season ever. As somebody who, you know, I have a reputation for having rooted at a time or two for the Padres.
Yeah.
And then they lose because a ball goes through Jake Cronenworth's glove.
Yeah, that was
not
terrible.
Did he misplayed it. It goes through his glove.
Yeah,
this is the worst season ever.
Mm-hmm.
The Dodgers win the opener in freaking Korea because a ball goes through the guy's glove. Yeah, you know the A's have done this a couple times when they opened in
the
Japan.
Mariners, right? Yeah,
yeah. Mariners, I think they might have done it a couple of times, as I remember. And it's weird. I don't like it. It feels so odd. They did it obviously to make money. They had Chan Ho Park was there. He's played for both these teams. Otani's hugely popular in Korea, but they already had that set up before they knew he was going to be on the team. Ha-Sung Kim is a real popular Korean player. So, you know, it's about expanding the market while at the same time you're just turning your back on the American market.
Right.
Yeah,
right.
And why at the beginning of the year? That's the thing that still doesn't make sense to me. Like, you couldn't have squeezed this in at a better time?
I think because it takes the player so long to get adjusted both ways. Like, do it at the beginning and then you get it over with, rather than if you do it in the middle, you could probably really screw up somebody's season.
Yeah, well, the problem is there's too many games.
Yeah.
There's too many games.
You screw up a lot of the team seasons.
Yeah, there's no time for that travel time because there are just too many dang games, which I've been saying for a very long time. But, yeah, I mean,
I don't like it, but it doesn't matter. Baseball doesn't care what we think anymore.
No, that's true. That's true. They actually want less people to watch. Here's one before we get to Kings Raptors. How many baseball players are bigger right now, are more well-known right now? Should we say U.S., Chris?
Or, I guess, in
general. How many Major League Baseball players are bigger than Caitlin Clark right now?
Shohei certainly.
For sure. Like, is Mookie Betts is Mookie Betts bigger than Caitlin Clark?
That's probably the line.
Do more? I mean,
I feel like there's some obvious ones.
I still think there's got to be just because you know she's a
Aaron Judge.
She's tremendous.
Aaron Judge,
obviously,
yeah.
But she's a recent phenomenon, and some of these baseball players, you know, they've been drawing a lot of eyeballs for a long time. Nothing against her. Yeah.
Mike Trout, Aaron Judge, Shohei.
I get your point, and I think it's a really good one, but I got to.
I don't know if it's 10.
It's got to be a. I would sure hope so.
I don't think so. I really don't think so.
I don't know, and I can't wait. Well, yeah, I'm definitely going to have some fun with this, but yeah, I would. It's
Fernando Tatis Jr.
I'm not sure.
Yeah. All right. Well, getting to the guys that we do know their names, and that is the Sacramento Kings.
We don't know the names of the other team.
No, we played a game.
And we were surprised at some of the names that we did hear. Bruce Brown Jr. was at one point going to get moved, and that didn't end up happening. Are we still doing the worry thing? I mean, it's funny to say we're not worried about the Kings and these games anymore when they did just go to overtime against the Grizzlies.
This is going to be the end of that, right? It has to be.
It has to be.
I mean, there's just no way. No,
I feel like we all collectively glossed over how the Kings did kind of blow it to the Grizzlies and allow the Grizzlies back in the game. We were feeling good yesterday, didn't want to mess up the vibes, but one thing we just ignored it because, to your point, a win is a win right now, and that's true, but...
But the Grizzlies also had things working in their momentum. Like, they've been scrappy. They were getting Desmond Bain back, so they're feeling like, hey, now is the time to actually be playing good basketball. The Raptors are not – like, the Raptors, again, have everybody and their mom out. Mm-hmm. They've lost 7 in a row. They've lost 9 of their – like, there's nothing working in their favor to where it's, I mean, frankly, excusable. Like, this is a team that is bad and is playing bad, and you're a team that wants to be good and – I guess we can say is playing well. You can't drop this.
I think this in a way says it all. I was just checking the Toronto Star to see what they said about this game. And you know, you gotta find takes a while to find the Raptors are not the biggest story in Toronto right now. And the story was about the young players are coming around, and there was two players they mentioned, Jordan Wara and Jamias Ramsey. Or like the guys are writing about in the Toronto Star.
Yeah.
It's like, this thing's done.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
It has to be. Yeah. But I think it's a great question because it, you know, well, what did happen to the Kings against Memphis? It gives you a little window into what this team really is. And, you know, we have to face that because we want to just assume they're so good. They've won all these games. Oh, they shouldn't struggle with these teams. But why do they? You know, they didn't make their threes. Mm-hmm. And when they don't make their threes, they're at a disadvantage. Yeah. And then the turnovers, you know, you only have so many ways to beat a team. And then there's two that the Kings just basically said, all right, we're throwing those out the window. And then, you know, you only have so many ways left to beat a team.
Right.
Like you said, they're a scrappy team. All of a sudden, you look up in the fourth quarter, and it's like, wow, we got a game here.
Yeah, yeah. It just you
the margin for error is not as big as we'd like to think it is, I think.
Mm-hmm. And looking at some of those, looking at some of those names on the Raptors, you feel the same way. I mean, the Raptors have not even helped the Kings at all. They've lost to every Western Conference team. They haven't even mixed in a W. They've lost seven straight. So you would think, and when we did our dog segment, I don't know, I know you were out there, Whitey, so you probably heard, we didn't even pick any starters for dog segment because we're hoping that this is more about that fourth quarter and no starters even playing.
I thought, at this point. Didn't he pick Keon?
He did.
Oh, yeah. Nate picked Keon.
Yeah. You still don't think of him as a starter?
That's what it is.
I mean, exactly. Mike Brown doesn't think of him as a starter. Yeah. He's just filling in.
That's right. Whitey, did you read the Malik Monk article? Not to put you on
the
spot if you didn't.
Yes, of course. Yeah.
What'd you think of we didn't go too deep onto, you know, conspiracy brain or anything like that, but did you read anything into his comments saying, first off, no, I don't like starting just for, or I don't like coming off the bench just for the record. And then also the last piece of the article is essentially Mike Brown saying, we'd love to have him here. Absolutely. And then Malik kind of saying, not in response to Mike Brown, but when asked, essentially saying, we'll see what happens in the playoffs. I would love to be here. This place has been great. I love the city. I love the fans. The fans love me. I would love to be in SAC, but still putting the, it depends what happens on the playoffs.
I keep coming back to this place on that this week as we consider that. Maybe some other team, and I know you've done a good job of explaining it to people, these are the teams that could actually make a run at them. Maybe one of those teams offers more money, and then Malik has a choice and comes and King says, look, they're offering me more money than you guys in a starting job. I like it here. If I can start, I'll stay. I mean, I don't know, but I, you know, maybe it comes down to something like that. The money, all right, whatever. I'm willing to take less to stay here, but I want to start. Mm-hmm. I mean, if you're the Kings in that, it comes to that. You have to start them, don't you?
You have to.
I know they don't want to, but you have to keep them.
I would think so.
Yeah.
And how true do they have to stay? I mean, I guess that's time will tell, but like, you know, how much do you say that in the negotiation? And then when push comes to shove, if that's going to be like the first thing that changes.
You know? I would think he's not one of those guys you'd want to do something like that. Too.
Probably not. Yeah, no. Malik was noted in this article. Is pretty honest.
Yeah.
He's a pretty honest guy. He's not going to sugarcoat it.
Yeah, unless there is some blockbuster deal and you brought in some guys that even Malik is saying, okay, I think right now Malik is saying, I'm not coming off the bench anymore for this roster.
Yeah.
But if you sign me, it's, hey, we definitely want to have the conversation about you starting. And then they go out and get some real deal other pieces to say, we're cooking here, Malik. How do you feel now? He might say, okay, fine. But in this situation, no more.
Yeah.
No more. But you will have more of Whitey Gleason, the Drive
short
guys
show
coming at you next. Yeah, very, very, very short, but going to be very, very, very good as always.
It's prime rib.
Getting you
it's just all the good stuff.
Getting you ready for Raptors. Kings, thank you for listening to Siles and Watkins. Thank you to Nate Littlefield, to all the callers and texters and the Sack Chat. Until tomorrow, secure the bag, light the beam.